Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergence zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show.
Hi there. Welcome. I'm delighted you are here today. It is June 22nd, 2013. I am Molly McCord, your host for this special episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. The show is live every Wednesday at noon Pacific time, and you can find it on iTunes as well as Blog Talk Radio and in the archives. It is free all over the world, and it is part of my ongoing desire to empower, inspire, and connect with you. So thank you for your time today. This is just going to be a rather brief episode about surrendering. Surrendering. It is something that we have to move throughout our lives numerous times. At the microscopic level, every evening we surrender that day. We let go. We have to release what just happened and move forward into the next day. We are greeted by that alarm clock. Surrendering is part of our continual ability to breathe in and breathe out, to release. Now, on the bigger scale, surrendering can bring up much, much more than the simplicity of a breath or letting the day be complete or moving forward with something new. Surrendering, at times, can be those instances in life where we don't want to let go. We don't want to release. You know, we want our, it's almost like our ego comes forward and says, no, we can try a different way. Or let's do this, let's go left instead of right. Let's try a little harder. Let's see if we can maneuver this or control this a little differently to get the result we want. That is something that we all do, right? If you were to look back on certain times in your life when something was leaving or ending or completing, did you try to grasp onto it and hold on? And that is very human, very normal. There's a lot that's involved in that. And we feel that we can change something or we can make an outcome different or we can, it's kind of, like I said, maneuvering. You want to maneuver something to get exactly what you want. And so what I'm talking about with this form of surrender has to deal with our ability to trust and have faith and let go and release, to believe in what we can't see, to trust what we can't touch, to have faith when there is no proof of anything. This is very important in order to have a full, rich life. This is why surrendering matters. Surrendering is crucial because it allows us to continue forward to create that next dream, that next phase of our life, to connect with the next energies that are ready to meet us. Now, the reason why I'm talking about this today is because I just released my spiritual memoir called The Art of Trapeze, Soaring Surrendering and Awakening. And this book is currently free on Kindle. It is a digital download, and I'm just giving it away all weekend long. Take it, take it, take it. I'm just giving it to you because I believe this is information that we need, and I believe that somewhere in my story, it overlaps potentially somewhere in your story, where we go for a dream and there's things we have to give up along the way. Or we experience a big life transition and then things unfold unexpectedly and we have to give up something along the way. And it's this continual need to surrender and release that arrives throughout life, no matter what phase of your life you're in. So say, for example, a pregnant woman. When you give birth, that baby moves from being in you, within you, a part of your body. You surrender that baby to become its own separate entity. You release. That is surrender. When you give birth, you are surrendering. Any creative person, you've made something gorgeous. You're proud of it. You love it. You want to share it. You give it to the world. That's a form of surrender. You're releasing it. You're allowing it to become something different, something else. It's part of the creative process. It's part of our natural cycles. It's part of nature. When you look at the trees outside the window or when you're walking along through a beautiful forest or anywhere where you're connecting with nature, you can see that nature has these cycles of surrender throughout the year. Surrender, let go. Allow the leaves to drop. Allow the buds to fall away. Allow the petals to shrink. Surrender is a natural part of life, and I offer this to you as reassurance, affirmation, and confirmation that when you're surrendering, you're in alignment with your natural essence. It's part of our experience. It's part of what we are meant to do, what we're here to do, what we get to do. But that doesn't mean it's always fun. That doesn't mean we always want it. Because when it's unexpected or out of the blue or we thought we really had something, you know, when you really believe, okay, this is in the bag. You know, I have this job. I have this relationship. I have this beautiful home and it's closing. Or I have, you know, take anything that you believe you possess. And then something happens. Maybe it's an 11th hour change, or there's something out of the blue that comes to your awareness, or things shift. Those are the times when we are surrendering and we're fighting it and we don't want to let go. And when we, again, think we can maneuver or control. Now, there's nothing wrong with trying to control or maneuver or direct. There's nothing wrong with that. It's simply another choice to make. It is a way to direct your energy. Also, it doesn't mean that you should just never fight for anything or just let everything overwhelm you or overpower you. It's more about discerning the bigger energies that are at play here. And is it in my best interest to let this relationship end? Does it really not meet all of my needs or what I want? Is it best to maybe not follow through on the job offer? Maybe there is something better. When you were sitting in the job interview, was there something that wasn't quite right? And so that's why, perhaps, this opportunity to let it go has arrived. Surrendering is a very divine act. It's trust-filled. It's a lot of things. It's more of a feeling. You'll feel it in your gut, in your stomach. You'll feel it within you. It's less mental because the mind will want to control it and make something happen and exert its effort. I talk about surrendering, my personal experience with surrendering, or I should say experiences, numerous times experiencing the surrender in this book, The Art of Trapeze. I had moved to Paris. I built a life of my dreams in 2 years. The book is about that. It's about everything that happened, how I fell in love with a man from Turkey, how I got a job at the U.S. Embassy, how I flew my cats across the Atlantic, how I did everything to set up this new life for myself. And then it all shifted. I'm not going to give it away, and I'm not going to tell you too much, because I think it's really important to be on the journey, you know, to, like, be right there with me as I'm going through all this, because this is where you might see parts of your story in this. Many of us, over the past few years, have had to give up huge parts of our life. It could be as enormous as starting over completely in terms of you go through a divorce and you have to move out of the house and you have to change cities and you change jobs. I mean, it could be every area of your life, or it could be one area of your life. It could be the relationship ending, or it could be moving to a new city. And it doesn't matter necessarily the scale of the changes in terms of how big it is. It's related to the feelings of it, and the feelings are the same. The fears come up, the grief, the loss, the anger, the uncertainty, the doubt, all of that. And so in this book, I take you through all of that, my full-on experience. I think it's important for us to share these parts of our lives, to connect, and to also arrive at the bigger understanding. And so I will tell you that the book ends on a very uplifting note. It is potentially an understanding that can help heal your heart. Like, heal it with a new understanding about why we go through these changes and why we go through surrender. I found that surrender is something that will always be involved in every dream we have and everything we do. We will be required to surrender something, to let it go. And it's about the energy. It's about moving the energy forward. And when we can get to a place where we depersonalize and detach, we are able to move through it more gracefully and effortlessly, and to release it with an understanding about why it's happening. I released the book the book was live on Amazon on the summer solstice. Summer solstice here in the northern hemisphere, the winter solstice in the southern hemisphere. And I asked my spirit team, well, why am I releasing this on the summer solstice? And it's because it's the day with the most light. And it's the day where we can shine the most light. And that's also why I'm just giving the book away for free. Right now, it won't always be free, but I'm just giving it because I believe that there's so much light in the book that is comforting to you, that can connect with your experiences, whether it's a relationship ending, having to move, having to start life fresh, having to there's just so many things. I mean, it's anything where you have had a big life transition and you wonder why. It's that big and that vague. So if you're interested in the book, you can check it out on Amazon. It is Kindle only, The Art of Trapeze. Yesterday, here on Blog Talk Radio, I talked about soaring. The sensation of soaring, why we do that, why we want to go for something, and all the support we have when we choose to follow a dream. It's amazing. I've experienced this numerous times in my life. Perhaps you have too. When you take that leap of faith and you jump, it's only when you are in the air, literally flying, that you see all the support that's right there with you. It's almost like there's angels holding up your toes. There are angels supporting you in your shoulders. Everything you need will be there and help you move forward on that dream. And it's only by jumping that you understand that. In yesterday's show, I described it as being similar to driving a car. You don't know what it's like to drive a car until you've actually sat in the seat with the wheel in your hand and you're in it, right? That's the first time you know it. It's an experiential thing. Same with soaring. It's experiential. You have to do it to know it. This relates as well to surrendering. You have to surrender in order to really know what it's like. It's a feeling. It's a trust. It's in your solar plexus. It's not mental. It's not something that your mind will even understand. In fact, it's probably best to expect your mind to question it. Expect your mind to disagree and say, this is scary. I don't know if I can do this. I'm afraid of letting go because I'm afraid that nothing else is going to show up. Your mind will say that. That's what the ego will contribute as you are surrendering. And what you can do is shrink that voice, turn the volume down, and eventually you'll be at the place where you can mute it and say, nope, I don't even listen to that anymore, because I understand that surrendering is a gift, an opportunity I have to then work with higher energies. It's truly amazing. I believe it's one of the best things about the human experience is our ability to surrender. Doesn't mean it's always easy. Doesn't mean it's always how we expect it to be. But when you let it go, whatever it is for you, when you let go, something else will always show up that matches the new energy. It's a guarantee, 100% guarantee, or your money back. It's true. I've experienced it time and time again. So I hope this brief episode connects you with that understanding more. And again, if you're interested in grabbing a digital download of the book, please do so. It's free. You can download it on iPads, Macs, your computer, Androids, tablets, smartphones. You can download the book anywhere. You do not have to have a Kindle. What you want to do is get the free Kindle app. Free Kindle app. Just Google it. It'll take you to the page. You download that onto the device you want to read on. And then after you download the free Kindle app, then you can go and download the book for free. Perfect. Easy. Tomorrow, I'm going to talk with you about awakening. Awakening. Oh, wow. There's so many different types of awakenings. There's different levels. There's different reasons. There's so many parts of awakening that are fascinating and available to us. And I'm going to talk with you more about awakening. I hope you enjoy that. Again, you can listen to this on iTunes or here on Blog Talk Radio. And as always, my friends, I appreciate your time. I know you're busy. I know life is kind of crazy right now. But I appreciate your presence, and I hope this has been of value to you. Thank you, thank you. And I will look for you here again soon. Have a wonderful weekend. Many blessings.